The specific neighborhood where the new Centennial Trail portion will be located is from Boone along Summit through Mission and West Point. Laura Garibrandt owns a home on Mission across from the bluff overlooking the Spokane River and says she was taken by surprise of the plans for the trail construction when a letter arrived in November informing her that the trail construction was planned to start in February. She says neighbors were invited to an informational meeting that was not very helpful.
They couldn't answer questions. We asked about infrastructure issues. We asked about trees that were going to be taken down. We asked about all these details. They had no clue. They just couldn't answer anything.
City spokeswoman Marlene Feist says plans for that section of the trail have actually been in the works for years, and discussion on specifics has been held in various places, including before city council. But she understands how citizens could be surprised that the plans for construction were imminent.
It's always a challenge to get all of the information coming out of the city to the people who need it. We try to improve those processes all the time. That letter that you talked about came from our engineering services department out to those neighbors as they were trying to get really direct feedback from those neighbors on how that design should happen.
But neighbor Garibrandt says the information and feedback they have received seems to be pretty vague. She and some other neighbors have drawn up a list of several points they hope the city might reconsider. One deals with the width of the trail itself and how it will impact some of the very small front yards of homes that border the river bluff.
We get different answers every time from them, so we're not quite sure. And that will affect how much land they're going to be taking from all the homes on Mission and West Point. A few of those homes are going to have the trail moved practically into their living rooms.
City Council President Brian Begg says he has heard those concerns, but says he's been told that that will not be the case.
Because I talked to City Engineering, they're saying they're not taking out anyone's front yard. So that's what they told me. So I don't think that's the issue anymore.
Some of the neighbors say the city should have picked a different route that the city already had studied that would avoid the private property altogether that would go down the bluff to the river and cross with a new bridge. But Council President Brian Begg says it was never a question of picking that route or the current route that's to be added to the trail.
The way it was presented from the neighbors, I'm not sure that they knew we were going to do both trails. They were looking at, are we going to do one or the other? And if we did only one, they wanted to do the bridge one. But then I found out we are going to do both, and it's just having more connectivity, quicker connectivity, instead of waiting the 10 years or so it's going to take to raise the money for a bridge.
The issues some neighbors have with the project is fairly long, but also includes safety concerns related to the 15 driveways the trail will cross, concerns about older trees that will be taken out, questions dealing with how the trail might impact erosion, and issues related to parking being relegated to one side of the street. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.